Please, I hope you've gotten my point. I've said all of this to define grace. Grace is when life is lived, oiled by God's power. Grace is when God maybe has given me 100 years to live, and I get the result that men get in 1,000 years, and I still live up to be 100. Because men can produce results, they cut their life. Instead of living to be 100, they live to be 50. But in those 50 years, in their years of productivity, they labor hard, build a great company. Say, how did this man do it? God said, you don't understand. He sacrificed 50 years of the life that I gave to him. It's spiritual. Men never find out. You don't see it written in the pages of newspaper. They just tell stories about the fellow. Listen, Christianity is not just about doing good works. There's a lot of good works in Christianity. Do you get my point? But people before that who also do good works. Do you get me? Christianity is the ability to do things in life using the power of God, not your own strength. He said, the Lord has sent me and his spirit. That is when God wanted me to go and do something. He didn't just send me alone. He sent an empowerment with it. He sent, people. He sent resources. He sent things with it. It wasn't just me. So he said, the Lord has sent me and his spirit. It's not just me. It's the power of God. When you use the word spirit there, people say he was talking about the Holy Ghost. No. He was talking about God's ability. Moses brought them out of Egypt with a mighty hand. You see, Moses was a very good man, a very humble man, but nobody is perfect in everything. One of the things Moses did not understand was how to fully use the grace of God. I'm serious. That was why Jethro had to explain it to him at a particular point in time. The man was wearing himself out. Jethro came and said, listen, my boy, you are going to die early. I said it to you before. Moses died because he was exhausted. He was exhausted. The manifestation, now I was saying it last week, be careful how you use your energy. The manifestation of the depletion of spiritual energy in the life of Moses was that he began to disobey God. Before that, he couldn't disobey God. The man was so spiritually sound that he couldn't. But the grace that God poured into him had finished. So it's so important as believers that we ensure that our energy is not depleted. And I'm saying that, you see, we must learn, therefore, to walk with God's energy. So that as God supplies something to us, we use the energy that he has supplied. I like something that Oswald Chambers said. He said that, watch the things that, and that's going to be one of the main things I'm going to teach in this series. He said, watch the things that deplete you. He said, there are things that very likely God has not ordained for you to do. He said, because if they were the things that God ordained, even though, because you are still the conduit of God's energy. Amen? You are still the conduit, all right, of that spiritual energy, even if it's coming from God. He said, if you are depleted, you will find that if you are doing what God said you should do, you will find that you will be quickly restored. I will quote it for the next time. I didn't know I was going to quote it today. I have the quote somewhere. He said, you will find that you will be quickly, all right, replenished, and then your energy will come back. And that's why Jesus would say that my food, my nourishment, is to do the will of him that sent me and to finish his work. You are getting my point there. Now, so we're talking about this issue of a life of grace. I'm trying to establish what grace really is. Grace means that I am working, but not by my power. I am getting results, not by my own strength. It's, like he says, say to Zerubbabel, not by your own strength, not by your own inherent energy or might, like we say. He said, but by my spirit, which means I will supply the energy with which you will overcome all mountains. I will supply the energy with which you will overcome all obstacles. And listen, let me say it again. Those things are very practical. They are very practical. And as we go on, we'll say it, that in your everyday life, God supplies his resources to you if you will just be patient, all right, and be willing to receive it. People running up and down, the man who settles down, God will give him an idea that will give him results that people need 50 years to get. He will get it in 5 years. I've said it too. In returning and in rest, that's how you will be saved. It's not running up and down. I like what the Bishop Oedipo used to say those days. He was quoting Archbishop Benson Dahosa. He said, a lizard in Nigeria, he said, will not become an alligator in America. That is, your deliverance is not in jumping up and down. No, it's true. I've said to believers, learn to settle down. Listen, if after you have settled, God now moves you to Zimbabwe, fine. Moves you to, Botswana, fine. Moves you to Spain, fine. Moves you to United States, fine. Moves you to Ireland, Canada, South America, fine. But deliverance is not a running to anywhere. I've said this thing. Look, in fact, if you still don't believe it now, you're on your own. But I think I say it every time. Every week, I must say it at least once on radio. Just by the way, somebody was telling me the other day that he went somewhere. It's a pastor in Caruso. And they were cutting his hair. One guy said that, they had a friend. They were talking to him. He didn't know that they knew. He knew me. He said, the guy was in that, he has a friend that for 5 years, the guy was looking for visa. Now, after I listened to Pastor Banky, the guy said, no, he doesn't want visa anymore. I said, that Pastor Banky, no, that his friend has rejected all visas. The man is now working hard locally. The man came, once we were in church, we were praying. You know, in church, he said, people come, so we pray with them. And he came, he said that, I should pray with him. I said, about what? He said that he wants God to open doors so he can go for trials abroad, that he's a footballer. But trust me now. I said, have you gone for trials in Nigeria? Have you gone for trials? Has anybody rejected you? Why didn't you go and ask Finidi George where he was playing football? Ask Kanu Wanko where he was playing football before. You think he just woke up one day and found himself in Ajax Amsterdam? Just woke up out of nowhere. You're a footballer. I said, you are the one that thinks you're a footballer. The rest of the world may not think so. I told the guy, I beg, before you start asking me to pray for open door for you to go for trials in Europe, look, which one is Nenugu here now? Rangers, eh? I'm in good national stadium. I meet the coach of Rangers. I say, okay, may I dribble for you? If the man doesn't think he can play, you think he's the white man that will think he can play? Now, so I've said all of this. I'm just trying to describe what grace is, and that for the believer, listen, there is success, okay? It's your nature. Do you hear what I said? I said what? Success is your nature. And that's because you have I'm not going to use the word grace twice. Okay, you have the grace to tap into the grace of God. Let me just say it. God has given you the authority, all right, to tap into God's grace. That's why success is your nature. I've said this 1,000 times, but I can't say it enough. There are no limitations big enough on this earth, all right, to hold you back. The reason being that you're not walking by your strength. Are you getting me? You are not. You are not walking by your strength. I was watching them, was it Mensah Otterbill? Somebody preaching the other day, describing the eagle again. I've heard different descriptions of the eagle. He said, look, the more the storm blows, the better for the eagle. That doesn't make any difference. You blow hard, it twists his wings slightly, and then it goes higher. You blow plenty, the higher it goes. It doesn't try to go, you know, it just manipulates its wings. And the force with which you are trying to destroy everything is what is carrying it higher. You are getting the point I'm making. Listen, that is, you are not succeeding by your strength. That's why you don't have enough limitations. You know, last time I said there are songs we should learn to sing. I have made you too small in my eyes. Oh Lord, forgive me. It's a crucial song we must sing. Because the problem is that they tempted God in the wilderness and they limited the Holy One of Israel. That is what the problem is. If we learn, all right, to tap into God's grace, then you will discover that there is nothing on earth that's big enough to hold you back. The reason being that you are not running by your strength. You are running by God's power. You are getting what I'm saying? All right, now my time is fast going. There's something I said, let me introduce them in the rest of the time that I have. That will be the thing we'll develop next time. I've told all these stories to explain the concept that we call the grace of God, that people can walk by God's grace. Of course, from what I have said now, you understand that people may say you are not as talented as somebody else. You know, it doesn't matter anymore because you're not walking by your inherent energy. That's what your so-called talent is, that one that's inherent within you. That's what the Bible said, Solomon was describing. I found out that the man who is fastest does not always win the race. Do you get my point? Sometimes you just find breeze that just blows the man that's not so fast. And it blows in my head of the man who's very fast. The strongest man does not always win the battle. Do you get my point? Now, look, somebody was telling me once that there's one footballer in Benin that this guy can play football. That if Okocha thinks he can dribble, it's because this guy has no idea dribbling. He's a footballer. Well, of course, a mature footballer, but he plays football and he knows about football. He said, this boy is good. He said, well, why is he not going anywhere? It's simple. He said, the guy smokes too much. I told you, look, spiritual things, physical things are controlled by spiritual things. When they just said, this one, going by the way things are, he might just succeed. He just left his spirit of Indian hemp in his head. And that spirit's assignment is to ensure that boy never makes it in life. I'm very serious. This is what I'm saying. Anytime he wants to make it, they'll give him free Igbo. He used to pay before. all these stars, you don't know what I'm saying. Be very careful when you're emulating people. When you hear the Whitney Houston's, they call the smoke cocoa. You'll be wondering, what's wrong with this girl? Listen, because there's one thing, let me just say this to you. We'll discuss that later. Sometimes people start in the spirit, they want to end in the flesh. Have you heard that before? Yes, it's in the book of Galatians. Paul said, having begun in the spirit, do you now want to end in the flesh? It actually happens. What happened to Jeroboam? He started in the spirit. Abijah came up to him and prophesied. And based upon that prophecy, the man knew he was going to be king over 10 tribes in Israel. That's called starting in the spirit. He didn't have to do anything. All that happened was that Rehoboam, God allowed the spirit of foolishness into the heart of Rehoboam. Rehoboam did not do what was right. And the people by themselves got angry and said, oh yeah, to your tent, O Israel. David, have your house. The rest of Israel gathered and chose for themselves Jeroboam as king. He began in the spirit. And the next thing, let us now establish it in the flesh. And that very thing became the downfall of Jeroboam. Sometimes God catapults a young woman into limelight, a musician as an example. The now say, if you don't do 50 shows in 1 month, the album will stop selling. Always ask them, how many shows did I do before the album started selling? As you see me so, Pastor Banky has planned to live long. As people invite me, come here and go and preach. I know they go. People want to hear me, tune to Cosmo FM. I really want to hear your messages. Come here, we sell the CDs, they are very cheap. You pay 190 naira, no be so. 170, Okwari. You pay 170 naira, you get 10 messages. How cheap can life be? I told myself, there's no run up and down. So you're now the reigning pastor. Please, I'm not. I'm just teaching. No, I'm serious. Until you are ready to lay things down, you're not ready to go far in life. You know why a lot of them start smoking? The other day, I was watching on TV, the housing crisis in America. Even Brother Evander Holyfield, they want to collect his house. I couldn't believe it. You know, you see things. That you two, you are owing money, you can't pay the mortgage on your house with all the millions and millions, scores of millions of dollars you earn from punching people like Tyson. And an analyst was not saying it. He said the problem is that once they start getting money, they get into an extravagant lifestyle. One day they told me Michael Jackson is broke. I said, it's a lie. It's not possible. Now, I'm bringing out the principle. The problem is that people begin in the spirit. You know what I mean? They now want to end it in the flesh. And not telling somebody like Whitney Houston that, you have to do show here. At the end of the day, a man body no be firewood. You need to sleep. Jesus, after he sent his disciples out, they came back and said, Baba, come on here. There was one evil spirit that would just come. I just did like this. He just went out of the person. I just said, come here, you, in the name of, before I finish pronouncing your name, the spirit was out. In fact, where's the next mission field? Jesus said, come aside and rest for a while. It's a spiritual principle. When the people are supposed to come aside and rest for a while, you know what they do? They say, why are you resting? But I'm tired. Then we have a medicine against tiredness. They bring it out. It's called cocaine. Most cocaine usage in America is by the wealthy. It's not by the poor. I'm telling you, the guys that really sniff cocoa are politicians, you know, governors, senators, musicians, business executives, because they don't want sleep. You know why they don't want to sleep? They believe that you have to remain awake, not knowing that if you fall asleep, God gives to his beloved even while he sleeps. No, look, listen, Christians, you must learn this thing. You will do well in life. Tap yourself. I'm a success by nature. It's in my blood. I don't struggle. I'm a success by nature. That's what God has made you to be. Don't let Satan entice you. They make you king. Finish. Say, For us to retain this kingdom, we have to build two idols, one in Dan, one in Beersheba. The Bible says those very things became the downfall of Jeroboam. You are getting my point? Listen, why we are discussing these things is that because I believe very strongly, God will raise people up. But it's important you learn the law of God before you enter into the promised land. You know, I've said that several times. You must learn the law of God now before you step into the promised land. It is now you learn it while you are in the wilderness. All the laws the people were supposed to use in the promised land, God taught it to them. Moses taught them in the wilderness. You will enter the promised land, you will prosper, but learn it first here in the wilderness. I hope you are getting the point I'm making. These things are very, very crucial. Because God doesn't have any problem blessing people. The problem he has is for them to be able to withstand the blessing. I like how TJ said it, can you stand to be blessed? A lot of people can't. Give them a small blessing, they become cocaine addicts. I'm telling you. Unfortunately, that time they can afford the cocaine. You get what I'm saying? Uh-huh. I found out that, you know, Americans, very prosperous country that they are, but coffee is part of their, is a lifestyle. Everybody drinks coffee. I know why they drink coffee. So that they don't fall asleep. Because an average American works too hard. Somebody, I read somewhere once, Reader's Digest. He said, you want to check out whether you are getting enough sleep. He said, simple. Sit down in a quiet place. Recline in a chair for 15 minutes. In a darkened room. Sit down for 15 minutes. If you don't doze off, you are getting no sleep. Just try it only. Just sit down. You know, after I read that thing, I asked myself, hey, Banky, are you getting enough sleep? I read that thing. That is a simple test. Just darken a room, sit, recline in a chair. Try to keep awake, of course, for 15 minutes. If you can keep awake for 15 minutes, then your sleep is good. But if you start falling asleep, that assuming you don't have a problem, you know what I mean? There's people, they can't fall asleep anyway. They are so toned up on, that is cocaine or caffeine, whichever one they are using. Now, so what the average person does in those countries is because they don't get enough sleep at night, they have to remain awake during the day. That's why they drink a lot of coffee. And it's a habit that a good person shouldn't form. It's not evil, it's not wickedness, it's not a moral sin. It's just not a good habit to be chemically charged all day long. It's not a good habit. Go to bed on time. You get my point? Except you have to pray, which should not be every day. You know what I mean? Is it every day? Is it the whole world is on your shoulder? Are you the savior? Are you going to die for the whole world? No, now. What are you praying about all night, every day? No, this look, life can be easy as a believer. Do you understand my point? You learn to let God walk with you. You know, there's something one principle I've always used. You've heard me teach it again and again. He said, you were not around. If you were just here, that business or that thing, you would have just been your own. I say, get the point. I'm not the only one God wants to bless. With the job now, they give you that guy. You know whether he needs more money than I do right now? See, why did I go out? I said, I went out because it was not my own. The things that are mine, they come, they check. Is Banky around? No. Okay, please, when he comes, let us know. Tell him we're here. We will be back. The best example, the best way I can illustrate this is the matter of husband and wife. Whatever God has joined together, misinformation cannot put us under. That is, if I tell my wife, please, I'm in Abuja Hilton, Transcorp Hilton. I'm in room 112 as an example. She enters the place. No, go. Somebody opens the door. And you see one, maybe short, fair man. Fat. The exact opposite. You know, I'm not tall, sharp, but you know what I mean? But the person is not dark. Can there be confusion on whether it's your wife or not? Me, I'm dark. He's fair. Look, the difference is clear. 7 up. Has she now become the man's wife? Why? Because her name is Mrs. Solution. She's my wife. Even if I'm not in that room, she will, you know, pick the phone. I was like, oh, sorry. I had to move from that room because I checked out not knowing I would stay another extra day. I would describe where I am. Do you get my point? She doesn't become your wife because she met you at the door. Does she become your wife because of that? I mean, if you love yourself, you had better reject it. Because the Bible says jealousy enrages a man like madness. And I come with, that's the way it is with my blessing. It's mine. Nobody can take it. The blessing will locate me. Because it didn't come by chance. Spiritual things don't occur by chance. They are directed. He said, from there, God commanded the blessings. Blessings are commanded. They didn't just arise. Just wake up and say, let's just go somewhere. From there, in Psalm 133, he said, from there, God commanded the blessings. Life everlasting. Blessings are commanded. They don't come by chance. That is why I tell businessmen, man, when it's night, quench your phone. Quench your phone. Quench it. The man who doesn't get you at night, if it is you he wants to use, he will call you in the morning. If he doesn't call me, then you think you are the only one that will get all the businesses in the world? You don't need other people have to eat? What kind of selfishness is that? No, listen, if you bear these things in mind, your life will be so easy. Listen, you will be having as much sleep now, then, as you're having now. That is, and by that time, you'll be controlling a multi-million naira company, and you'll still be sleeping on time. Your company will have 10,000 employees, and they will call at 6 a.m., and they'll say, please, Oga never wake. It's an important business. The man does not get up. In fact, we don't see him until 8 o'clock. He wakes up somewhere along the line. He has his prayer time inside the house alone. He takes time out to shave his beer. You get my point? He comes out looking clean. The first time I see him, while light alive, I'm his driver. It's 8:30. You know the thing? They will wait for you. Are you getting my point? They will wait for you. Was David at home when Samuel arrived? What other proof do you need? Was David at home when Samuel arrived? No, he wasn't there. They went through 7 brothers. The anointing did not fit anybody. Samuel couldn't pour that oil on anybody. Even he got frustrated. At the point in time, he said, is it that I'm too old to hear God now? Or God now speaks in tongues? What is going on? Then suddenly he called him and said, wait, are you sure these are all your children? He said, you wanted the king now. These are all the kingdom materials I have. And he says, okay, what do you mean? He said, well, I have one small boy. He's the one that, you can't be looking for David, I'm sure. You can't be looking for David. That's why the man said, no, nobody's eating anything until the boy arrives. So they went and got David. And as soon as the boy appeared, the Spirit of God spoke to Samuel, arise, anoint him. This is he. That's how blessings are. Are you getting my point? You know, I always like to add this one. If the woman will marry you, she will marry you. You could be you here. When the time comes, you don't have to. That is, for one reason or the other, she'll be rejecting everybody else until you grow up. No, I'm serious. Over the last few days, there's a prayer I've been praying. I said, dear Lord, please. Help my mind to stay at rest. Help me not to worry, not to fret about anything. I will make my request known to you, and please help me to take my mind off those things. I don't want to be, I want this, I want that, and every day. All this one of, I've heard gospels like this preached, that you focus on it in the morning. Yeah. I said, when it comes to personal desires, please don't do that. You can focus on your ministry. You can focus on your assignment. Are you getting my point? But if it is, I want a house, I want a car, I want a wife, I want it's not something you focus on. The day you see her like this, it will do you like, when John the Baptist heard the voice of Mary inside the mother's stomach, he gave the mother a Jackie Chan. Yes. I remember the first day I saw my wife. I still remember very well. Very, very well. The Holy Spirit spoke to you. Not like, I just liked her. That was all. What happened? I just finished talking one day, and the young woman, waited to talk to me. So, the way people want to see Pastor Banky. That time, Pastor Banky was single. So, now all of you ladies can talk to me, and there's no risk. Those days, it was risky. No those days, it was very risky. You don't just talk to me anyhow. You know what I'm saying? You know, so that time, you know, of course, she just fell into the, you know what I mean? She just, I wanted to talk, I want to ask you a few questions. When she finished asking the question, I just look and say, okay, what's your name? She told me. I said, well, you know, right now I'm very busy. Maybe we can talk about this later. No idea, you know what I'm saying? It worked, though. Whatever it is, you can yap me, you can say what you like, but it worked. She liked the names of my children. Where only she be? First one is Akindu David. Second one is Olubenga Daniel. Third one is Elmena Deborah, the, you know, and the fourth one is Victory Over Sickness, Death, Poverty, Diseases, and all. I'm telling you. So you see, there's no, you couldn't have married my wife before me. It's not possible. You could not. You could not. I said you wanted to die early. So you go, we make her a widow, then I marry her after. If you don't plan to die early, just leave her alone. You see what I'm saying? That's how blessings are. And that's how grace is. It brings what is yours to you. It increases you at the appropriate time, and you don't have to struggle about it. Okay, let me just introduce this, and if my time is gone, but just so that we can continue from there. I said in life, there are places. Spiritual things, it's as if there are compartments in the spiritual realm. That's why God describes who is it that wants to enter into, you know, the mountain of God. He will ask you, you know, he'll tell you something like, he that dwells in the secret places of the Most High, we abide under the shadow of the Almighty. He'll tell you to labor to enter. Are you getting my point? Now, everything I have described, all right, is what works when you have entered a particular place. And that place is called the place of rest. Are you getting me? We've discussed about it here and there before. We'll talk about it in detail. But what I want to focus on, all right, is that God has a preordained place for you. And once you have entered that place, all right, everything that God has prepared to bless your life will start flowing towards you naturally. Are you getting my point? So the question a lot of people ask is, how do I know the place? How do I know the place? I like what one thing Mike Murdock said. He said that your assignment in life, because I've said it before, life is an assignment. One day I was hearing Mike Murdock on TV. He said, your assignment in life has a geographical location. Listen, I don't believe in accidents in life because they are not true. The Bible makes it clear that all the days of your life, before there was yet any one of them, they were written in God's books. A believer is to walk so as to find himself in the place where he will naturally be under the shadow of the Almighty. Do you get my point? Where the grace of God will flow towards him naturally. And that's what I want to discuss. How do I know the place? Who, you know, people, I will answer all the questions. Who should I marry? Who should I not marry? Really, I will take it there. I will discuss it in details. How do I know who? You know, because people like God to speak to them. And the word of the Lord came unto me saying, are you a prophet? Are you a prophet? Please, as a matter of fact, the word of the Lord rarely comes to people saying, it's not popular in Pentecostalism, but I'll keep saying it. And God told me, I've heard all kinds of God told me that. I almost get a spasm one next I hear it. I was praying this morning, God began to tell me, my wife, shut up. No, I'm serious. Sometimes, I've seen people do things that I know they want to do, and they say, God told me. What have I not seen? A friend of mine, the other day, we were talking. You know, she came to town, and my wife and I, we took her somewhere. Then when we finally brought her back to the hotel where they were staying, came for a conference. We chatted out there for some time. And there was something she said which still rings with me. And that she was saying that, you know, we're discussing some issues about Christianity and some practice in the body of Christ. And I said, ah, Banky, please, I'm so happy you're on fire like this. That it, because with the emotion with which I was speaking. She said, I'm so happy you are on fire like this. She said, please, keep the fire burning. People must hear the truth. Yes. There's a lot of play which we have turned to Pentecostalism. Or that we Pentecostals have turned Christianity to. That's why, you know, God knew, you know, God raised me in the way he did for certain reasons. And this is my persuasion, is to bring balance to the lives of Christians. By gentle, quiet, methodical teaching. No strange fires jumping up and down. Let's build ourselves into the knowledge of God. Not that everybody, you know, a man came to town, said, come and sow a seed for 3 generations. What kind of sorcery is this? The sins your father committed, you sow a seed to eradicate it. This Jesus would have died for nothing, I think. And you see Christians running up and down. Yeah, babe, give me this shoe. My grandfather, you know, he come up your shoe. Go and sow your shoe as seed because of the sin of his grandfather. People will go home, say, waiting remain. Go and read 2 Peter chapter 2, you will be afraid. We'll discuss that when we're talking about the matter of money. There's a necessary balance that we must have as Christians. Sometimes I go around, I hear things. At the point in time, I start having a headache. Like, wait, are you sure I'm normal? That is, everybody can't be crazy. You know my point? Banky, you must be the one that's out of sync. Because, occasionally, when I see people talk like me, I say, ah, Father, thank you at least for confirming that it's not really madness that's worrying me. Because it's what the Bible calls the madness of the prophet. You will see it in 2 Peter chapter 2. Go and read it. There's madness of the prophet too. The Lord is good. What we're trying to do is to build what? A balance into the lives of people. And he made it clear if you read King James Version, he said, the wisdom and knowledge shall be the stability of thy times. He said, until we all grow, all right, into the stature, all right, of the fullness of Christ, till we no longer be tossed to and fro by every wind of doctrine. There's every wind. What I want to do is to have everybody established in truth. We will learn all those things. How do I know the will of God? We should discuss it again. Because God indeed has a will, specific will for your life. Next time I'm going to go into that. There are 2 kinds of wills. There's a general will and this. In fact, first of all, we'll discuss what is the will of God. Before we start discussing which is general, which is specific. What exactly is God's will? Because the man who has entered into that place that we are discussing is a person who is walking in the will of God at all times. What is the will of God? We must discuss that. If you don't have this book, then what's God's will here? I discuss some of these things. And there's another book will come out maybe within the next 6 weeks, by God's mercies, or 8 weeks, you'll be out. Titled Grace to Live By. I discuss all the things I'm going to teach now, but we'll probably still be on this topic when the book will come out. Titled Grace to Live By. Because there's a way to walk, and God's power will be working on your behalf. That's what I've just tried to introduce today. Have you learned anything? If that's the case, let's begin to give the Lord thanks.